And there that goes. And there this goes. All right. Not funny. Trigger warning. As we had in the beginning of the program, I want to head on out on this one. This one's actually been in, you know how you're on the private owned social media. When you're scrolling, they have a feature you can use called save. And then you can go back and look at stuff that you saved. And that's like how I make my personal show notes these days, because I barely have time to go searchifying on the Yahoo or Google. All right, I barely have time for it. But so this one's been backed up in my saved for a while, because I save multiple things a day, every day. So let's see, does this have a date stamp on it? So this is from December 25th, because this is what I was doing Christmas morning, was reading this story. So we're going over to Utah, all right? And this information's coming from CNN, and an individual named Lauren McCluskey was both concerned and frustrated when she called Salt Lake City police on October 19th. All right. A convicted sex offender of whom she had met just a month earlier was continually harassing her after she ended their short relationship. But police at the University of Utah, where she was a student, were not doing enough to put a stop to it. She said in a call to 911, she said, quote, "I'm worried because I've been working with the campus police at the U, and last Saturday I reported and I haven't gotten an update," end quote. She continues saying, "They haven't updated or done anything," end quote. That 911 call and one other from McCluskey were obtained by CNN just days after a review of the case from the Utah Department of Public Safety examined what could have been done differently to prevent her death.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's sort of dismissive misogyny.
Right.
Hey, you're being hysterical.
Right.
All right. Hey, calm down. Hey, all he is a convicted sex offender. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't hurt anybody. He's just defensive.
Yes. You know. I actually was like looking this up as you were reading, because I was like, it was a different one we covered where something like that happened, where she kept saying, trying to get the restraining order, and police were like, hasn't done anything violent enough yet, and she's dead now. But yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did it now. We can lock him up now, you know. But if I don't see enough dead broads, I don't fucking believe it over here, these fucking guys.
Right.
All right, so, the, McCluskey, a 21-year-old University of Utah senior and track athlete, was shot and killed by that harasser, a 37-year-old individual, Melvin Rowland, and this was on October 22nd, officials say. Rowland, a convicted sex offender who had spent more than a decade in prison.
So he did something like, yeah.
So he went to prison after he was already older than she was now.
Yeah.
All right. Bop-a-dop-bop. So more of a decade in prison. Killed himself hours later after a police chase. All right. The review of the killing, murder, I'd say, found that University of Utah officers did not know how to look up criminal background or parole information.
I'm sorry, the Holmes couldn't what?
A review of the killing found that the University of Utah officers did not know how to look up criminal background or parole information.
What exactly the fuck do they get paid to do?
Oh, to rape, kill, take naps, we know that.
Hide evidence.
Plant evidence. Destroy evidence.
Smoke evidence.
Oh man, that's one that should be in everyone's soundboard. When they fucking when they had the reefer and then they called 911 saying they think they're dying.
I'm dying. Yeah. I think we overdosed on what the fuck was it, edibles?
I think so. Brownies. They stole the someone's brownies. Reefer brownies, yeah. Alright, this story continues. So they don't know how to do that. Alright. And this information came from KUTV. And the review also found that Mr. Roland had been released on parole 3 separate times and had violated his parole and returned to prison twice. The university said that these issues were more system-wide and not related to any individual wrongdoing or mistakes. Blame the system that we're not going to change, not the people in there.
Right, not the people in there. Right, it's the system's fault. She's still dead, though, so...
America is Pizzagate. But Pizzagate's not real. Pizzagate. Make America is... it continues. It's yeah. Oof. Here is a quote from the university. The review team's report identified gaps in training, awareness, and enforcement of certain policies rather than lapses in individual performance. So wouldn't that be people who left the gaps?
That's the thing, though. But then also, it's like, what kind of apathetic ass lazy motherfuckers did you hire? Where if they say, I don't actually know how to look up someone's back, maybe I should learn. Maybe. If my job is to be a campus police officer, I should learn how to do background checks. It might come in handy, maybe.
Nope.
Or, yeah, it's the system's fault. You know, yeah. Whatever.
And it's funny, because remember, it says that's a quote from the university. So the system said it's the system's fault. Yeah. That's like when your computer says, I fucked up. I don't know what happened. You want to send a report? Right? It always says that. It crashed. I don't know if you want to send a report? That the system fucked up to the system? Go tell the system that the system fucked up. Outstanding. Parents disagree with a review conclusion. McCluskey and Roland met at a bar in September and dated for about a month until McCluskey learned he had a criminal conviction and had lied about his age and name. The review said she ended the relationship on October 9th. What up?
Does that still count as dating? You don't know his real name, you don't know his real age, and you don't know his criminal history because he lied. But, like, are you really dating that person at that point? Because you don't really know nothing about... Like, that's not, like, a consensual, like, we're in a relationship because you're fucking lying about everything. Is that really, like, dating?
No, she was being scammed.
I was going to say groomed, but also scammed.
Groomed, yeah. Oh, he wasn't... Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Yeah, it was a grooming. That's what I personally think it was. Like, if I were to comment on this...
You just did comment on this.
Oh, it's a good thing I was there to say that.
Nigga,
you're pretty neat.
Thank you.
This shit continues. This is that shit, man. Like, this is like this is why I be looking at my like,
yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know. I saw his face. I saw it.
All right, let's fucking continue. You motherfucker don't look. All right. October 9th, according to but grooming. Over the course of the next 2 weeks, she called campus police a number of times to report harassing messages as well as an attempted extortion. She told police she sent $1,000 to an account in hopes of keeping compromising photos of her private, according to the review. And let's just say it. Let's just fucking say it. Because folks may have noticed we reacted to something. As I was scrolling up, we saw that this was a black man.
Yeah.
That this Roland is a black man. And I personally, the way black people age, he don't look no goddamn 20s to me.
No, he definitely looks mid-30s.
Maybe that's just how he looks in the mugshot. I don't know.
Yeah, that's at least a 34.
So then you think about how cold that white-on-white misogyny is. That they didn't care, or I guess now they don't care to protect their white girls from the Negro menace anymore, even when this one actually is a menace.
Well, probably because if there were compromising photos, that means they were probably already intimate, and therefore she has been tainted forever, so you can't save that one. It's broken.
I think they call that mud sharking.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that was actually a fact, part of the apathy.
Holy shit. Like,
well, that's the one you picked. Deal with the consequences.
Because also, this is Utah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like, this is like Denmark white. Like, this
yeah, there's not a lot
white.
Of black people in Utah.
Okay, and, all right, let's see. Audio from McCluskey's 911 calls to Salt Lake City police show that she was increasingly frustrated by the pace of the university investigation. Let me, That one comes in a little aggressive, doesn't it? Mm. The university's investigation. Skibby flibby dibby doo. She first called the Salt Lake City police on October 13th to say that she had been blackmailed for money, and the dispatcher advised her to talk to University of Utah police. And she said, quote, "I've contacted them already. I just wanted to talk to you as well. Yeah, I was just concerned because I wasn't sure how long they were gonna take." End quote. A week later, she called the Salt Lake City police again to follow up on the case and said it had been a week since her last update. But again, the dispatcher referred her to the school's police, which had jurisdiction over the case. McCluskey's parents, Jill and Matthew McCluskey, posted a rebuttal to the review of her case, according to the CNN affiliate KUTV. Their rebuttal lays out a number of instances in which the University of Utah police failed to properly escalate what they say had become an increasingly dangerous situation. Quote, "We respectfully disagree with the conclusion that Lauren's murder could not have been prevented. There were numerous opportunities to protect her during the almost 2 weeks between the time when her daughter began expressing repeated, elevating, and persistent concerns about her situation on the time and the time of her murder." End quote. And that is a cold way to end an article. That's it.
Damn.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a cold ass ending. Should we stay up on this one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's
well,
stay.
Well, I mean,
up on
well,
it.
I guess, but then it's also like, what is there to stay up on?
Right. Yeah.
The system said the system fucked up. She's dead. He's dead. Everybody's dead. And the system said the system is the problem.
If her parents have private investigator money, that's the only way this story continues.
But private investigate what?
The system. Yo, America is fucked up. This y'all just wonder I'm not a patriot, nigga. Fuck that. I don't like this thing. All right. So let that be that. Mm-hmm. So this little short that you heard, some of you may have just heard this as a short on YouTube or in just pure audio podcast form. But it will be stitched into the end of a full episode of The Wine Cellar.
Yes.
With all of these that we did on this date.
Yes.
So the shorts will be out there and the long form. You can take your pick of which is your best way to do it. That's going to be 2019 Wine Cellaring. There's going to be shorts more so than long form episodes. And on Sundays, we hope to do like interview free thought conversations with folks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Folks that write books, articles, whatnot.
Yeah.
Who's that nigga? The Swamp Commie?
Yes.
I want
yes.
the Swamp Commie on.
Swamp Commie and the Drone?
She's fucking hard. Yeah, if the drone can make it to... Which one's the one in Florida?
Swamp Commie.
The Swamp Commie. Yeah, the drone's gangster too. I'm not gonna front. The Swamp Commie is gangsterer.
Gangsterer.
Yeah.
That's not even a fucking word, nigga.
Uh-huh.
Gangsterer.
Yep.
Okay.
When I hear the way it's said and I see the way it's spelled, baloney shouldn't be a word. So gangsterer is a word. Because the thing is, it's a chefing thing. It's when real niggas are chefing because they're gangsterers of the pot. You see how that works? Gangsterers.
Nothing works like that.
Alright. That is your full length wine cellar. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are.